Good morning, everybody, especially those of you who were listening online and not hearing anything. I'm terribly sorry. It's technological stuff, and I'm not necessarily always that good at it. All right, but we are here together to add our voices to those across time and space, giving thanks and praise to God. So we have Sunday school bags in the back, so if you have a child with you, if there's going to be a child coming to visit you, if you know some children, please take them a Sunday school bag so they have a chance through stories and crafts to realize the depth of God's love for them. We also have Sunday school class in between services right after this one finishes, so you can take advantage of that as well. Today, the 24th of October, after the 10:30 service, we're having a cookout. Right? The grills will be going, and we hope that as the weather begins to cooperate, we can eat outside or inside or whatever, but plan on joining us. If you need to, please return. Bring a side dish of your choice to share, but this way we can celebrate God's goodness among all of us as His children here at St. John's. This coming week, we're going to have two sessions scheduled to answer questions about the proposed installation of monitors in front of the church. You should have gotten a letter from us, and if you have questions, please feel free to attend one of these sessions either this coming Wednesday, October 27th at 7 p.m. in the chapel, or Sunday, a week from today, October 31st, in between services, also meeting in the chapel. So if you would like, if you have questions, we have an opportunity to get those questions for you answered. This coming Thursday evening, we continue our Bible study on the Gospel of John. We continue to work through and discover new insights. And so if you are interested, join us in the parlor at 6:30 on Thursday evenings. Be with us for that wonderful time. This coming Saturday, October 30th at 7 p.m. at the Sydney Theater, there will be a free concert by the contemporary Christian band Disciple. It promises to be a wonderful evening. It promises to be something that will lift us all and give us much better spirits. So 7 p.m. at the Sydney Theater, Disciple is playing this Saturday. There are many more announcements that you can find in your bulletin. I hope you have a chance to read through them. We've gathered this morning to be in worship, and so please rise as we begin our worship. With the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Our gathering song is "The Lord is My Light," and we sing together. Let us pray. Eternal light, shine in our hearts. Eternal wisdom, scatter the darkness of our ignorance. Eternal compassion, have mercy on us. Turn us to seek your face and enable us to reflect your goodness through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. You may be seated.
The first lesson this 22nd Sunday after Pentecost comes from the 31st chapter of Jeremiah, beginning with the 7th verse. Thus says the Lord, sing aloud with gladness for Jacob, and raise shouts for the chief of the nations. Proclaim, give praise, and say, save, O Lord, your people, the remnant of Israel. See, I am going to bring them from the land of the north, and gather them from the farthest parts of the earth, among the blind and the lame, those with child and those in labor together, a great company. They shall return here. With weeping they shall come, and with consolations I will lead them back. I will let them walk by brooks of water, in a straight path in which they shall not stumble. For I have become a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The second lesson comes from the 7th chapter of Hebrews, beginning with the 23rd verse. The former priests were many in number, because they were prevented by death from continuing office. But he holds his priesthood permanently, because he continues forever. Consequently, he is able for all time to save those who approach God through him, since he always lives to make intercession for them. For it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, undefiled, separated from sinners, and exalted above the heavens. Unlike the other priests, he has no need to offer sacrifices day after day, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. For he did this once for all when he offered himself. For the law appoints as high priests those who are subject to weakness, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Please rise for the reading of the Holy Gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark in the 10th chapter. As Jesus and his disciples and a large crowd were leaving Jericho, Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, a blind beggar, was sitting by the roadside. When he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to shout out and say, Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me. Many sternly ordered him to be quiet, but he cried out even more loudly, son of David, have mercy on me. Jesus stood still and said, call him here. And they called the blind man, saying to him, take heart, get up, he is calling you. So throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. Then Jesus said to him, what do you want me to do for you? The blind man said to him, my teacher, let me see again. Jesus said to him, go, your faith has made you well. Immediately he regained his sight and followed him on the way. The Gospel of our Lord. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The gospel story we listened to this morning is actually the last miracle story in Mark's gospel, except for the resurrection itself, all right? But this story also marks a transition from all of the teaching that Jesus has been doing and his movement towards Jerusalem. You see, in Mark's gospel, Jesus has finally turned his faith towards Jerusalem. He's moving now to the end of his earthly ministry. He has been teaching about what it means to follow him, about what discipleship is all about. And in today's gospel, we get a story that touches on all of these kinds of things as we begin to follow Jesus on the way. You see, we meet Bartimaeus. And Bartimaeus is a blind beggar sitting outside of the city of Jericho. He's one of a whole crowd of people out there begging, left to his own resources, sitting by the roadside, hoping people will toss in change. And then Bartimaeus hears that Jesus is coming by. Now he must have heard about Jesus. He must have known something of Jesus' reputation for care and concern, for healing and homemaking, because Bartimaeus now has some hope And it might be the first hope for him in a long, long time. Because Bartimaeus calls out, "Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me." Shushed by some and encouraged by others, he cries out again and again because he has hope. He has hope in the stories that he has heard about Jesus. He has hope in the witness of others who have come by. He has hope in the man who is approaching where he is. See, Bartimaeus looks to Jesus as God's Messiah, as the chosen and anointed one. So even without eyesight, Bartimaeus seems to see Jesus better than many who have watched Jesus and have been following after him for much longer. And as Bartimaeus is crying out, Jesus calls for him to be brought to him. This is where some people in the crowd are encouraging Bartimaeus, so he springs up and he rushes to find Jesus. And when they are face to face, Jesus asks Bartimaeus the same question that Jesus asked James and John last week in the gospel. What do you want me to do for you? Now, last week, James and John wanted to sort of sit at the big table in the new, conference room with Jesus, the CEO. They wanted to be the right hand and the left hand guy. They wanted to have places of power and authority, of influence. Imagine what you would ask if Jesus asked you, "What do you want me to do for you?" In this story, without hesitation, Bartimaeus asks not for wealth or power, not for authority or vengeance over another. He asks, "Let me see again." You see, this miracle of Jesus is not for a man who's been blind from birth. This is for someone who has lost his sight. I can't imagine. I actually don't want to imagine what it would be like to lose my sight, right? From simply knowing which way to walk, to being able to drive, to the more important things like seeing my wife's face and reading books. Seeing is very important to me, and I believe that seeing was just as important to Bartimaeus. Now he is blind, but he wasn't always. Now the world is dark and blank, when it wasn't always so. Now he is dependent always, needing assistance to do even the simplest things, and it wasn't always like that. "Let me see again," he begs. "Restore my sight." You see, restoration is one thing that God's people have been calling out for, praying for, hoping for, since the garden when Adam and Eve fell into sin. Restoration is one of the things that Jesus, God's Messiah and our Lord and Savior, came to do. Restoration is bringing us back to what has been lost or broken. And God has been working to restore our broken relationship with God, to restore our hopeless imprisonment to sin. And Jesus is the means of that restoration. In Jeremiah, we watch as God's children in exile receive a message of restoration and salvation. The promise we hear in Jeremiah today is that God will save even a remnant, that God will bring them out and return them to their place, blind and lame. Those with child and those who are struggling, all will be restored. This message from Jeremiah is a message of hope and comfort for those who are oppressed and cast aside, and it comes as words from God. For God's children following Jesus, he has been teaching of God's love and of restoring our broken relationship with God. He's been teaching about righteousness, our right relationship with God, as a gift. Throughout his ministry, Jesus has been teaching of God's love, bringing us that righteousness, that right relationship. And then throughout his ministry, Jesus has been living that love and guiding many to a new life of righteousness, a new life restored by the love of God. For Bartimaeus, he sees who Jesus is clearly. He sees him as teacher, savior, master. And his request is to have his sight restored. You see, he wants to see so that he can follow Jesus and share God's love. Once Bartimaeus' sight is restored in this story, he follows Jesus on the way. He's not content to remain where he was telling a story. He follows. Bartimaeus is invested in the ministry of restoration. He's invested in this ministry of care and new life, the ministry of compassion and kindness, of help and hope. And so Bartimaeus follows Jesus. Like Peter and Andrew and James and John and all the others, Bartimaeus follows Jesus and adds his passion and exuberance to the ministry of Jesus. You see, that is the goal of our restoration. Witness and participation. Loving neighbors as we follow Jesus into the world. When we come to this table, we are restored. We are strengthened. We are fed and then sent out so that we too can follow Jesus on the way. Then you see the tremendous good news that I get to share today is that this restoration comes to us nevertheless. You see, we don't deserve it. None of us do. Bartimaeus didn't. We're the ones who have broken the relationship with God by sin. We are the ones who hope that God will someday be just as smart as we are, because then everything will be done right. Or we are the ones who, like Adam and Eve, want to be just like God. And then we make a mess out of everything. See, the world looked at Bartimaeus and they saw an outsider cast out from all the others. Nevertheless, Jesus helped. They saw someone blind, probably punished by God for the sinfulness. Nevertheless, Jesus helped. They saw a man who was kept away by some of the people around him, and nevertheless, Jesus helped. They saw a man who was being encouraged and egged on by others. Nevertheless, Jesus helped. They saw a man loved by Jesus, and so, of course, Jesus helps. No matter how undeserving he was, we are restored by Jesus, nevertheless. And Bartimaeus follows Jesus on the way. See, this is who we meet today. A man who is helping us to find courage and peace for our lives. We too are sinners. Some cast out, some held back, some thrust forward. But all of us are loved and restored by God in Jesus Christ. And we are loved and restored and forgiven nevertheless. In spite of our weakness and sin, Jesus came so that we might have our humanity restored. Even though we are sinners, enslaved to our sinfulness, Christ comes to restore our relationship with God, to help us to see clearly again, and to bring us up out of darkness. We have hope. The world has hope, not because of us, but we have hope nevertheless. We have hope in the love of God in Jesus Christ, and we are called to live that hope, to share that love, to live following Christ on the way. Amen. Please rise as we, in celebration of our baptism, confess together our faith using the words we find in the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Set free from sin and death, and nourished by the word of truth, we join in prayer for all of God's creation. Risen One, we give you thanks for congregations and ministries throughout the world that serve as centers of prayer and action. Empower missionaries, teachers, healers, evangelists, and all who are sent to share your song of joy. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Holy One, we give you thanks for generous land that produces abundant harvests. Strengthen and protect all soils, from rooftop gardens to prairie farmlands, to patio planters to fertile valleys, and bless all who lovingly tend them. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Ruling One, we give you thanks for leaders of nations who work to build up the common good. Strengthen efforts of reconciliation among all nations, that peace extends in every direction. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Healing One, we give you thanks for all who labor for the health of others. Comfort and strengthen all who struggle with chronic pain. Send healing and relief to all who are sick. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Providing One, we give you thanks for all who provide for others. Inspire generosity in your people so that we carry out the work of making disciples of all nations. Lord, in your mercy. Amen. Risen Christ, as your death and resurrection gives us hope, we recall with joy the saints who have gone before us. Praying for your comfort and hope, we remember especially Ruth Reimer, Pat Faree, and Shirley Gibbs. Be with their families and friends and keep us all strong in hope so that we may ever rely on your love in this life. Lord, in your mercy. Confident that you hear us, O God, we boldly place our prayers into your hands through Jesus Christ, our truth and our life. Amen. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ, who on this day overcame death and the grave, and by his glorious resurrection opened to us the way of everlasting life. Holy, mighty, and merciful Lord, heaven and earth are full of your glory. In great love you sent to us Jesus, your Son, who reached out to heal the sick and suffering, who preached good news to the poor, and who on the cross opened his arms to all. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sin. Do this for the remembrance of me." Remembering, therefore, his death, resurrection, and ascension, we await his coming in glory. Pour out upon us the spirit of your love, O Lord, and unite the wills of all who share this heavenly food, the body and blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord, to whom with you and the Holy Spirit be all honor and glory, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. By the power of God's love, our Lord Jesus bids us now come to the table of grace.
My foes are many, they rise against me, but I will hold my ground. surrounds me, chaos abounding, my soul will rest in you. No, no, I will not fear the war, I will not fear the storm, my help is on the way, my help is on the way.
Please rise. As the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ fills us with strength, we are also sent out in love and service. So together we pray, gracious and abundant God, you have done great things for us, and we rejoice. In this bread and cup, you give us life forever. In your boundless mercy, strengthen us and open our hearts to the world's needs. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. May your week be blessed as we go into the world with hope.
To be God's wisdom and wisdom.
You've been listening to St. John's Lutheran Church, 120 West Water Street, Sydney, Ohio. May God's glory abide with us today. May the love of God be increased within us and extended towards our fellow worshipers. Welcome, children of God. We invite you to return and worship with us again.
We stand and lift up our hands.